Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's message, which is, Who Are You? Based on that hymn we just sang and the epistle lesson Reuben read, listen to Galatians 4. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, that we might receive the adoptions as sons and daughters. And because you are sons and daughters, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your heart so you can cry, Abba, Father. When you came in today, you should have received a half sheet with the sermon outline on it. If you don't have one, raise your hand and one will be brought to you. Do you all have one of these outlines? Today we're doing something quite special. Our sermon will more fully explain the hymn that we just all sang, a hymn that's well known to so many of us, Children of the Heavenly Father. And this hymn is very fitting for today on Lutheran Women's Missionary League Sunday, because this hymn was written by a Lutheran woman, the daughter of a Lutheran pastor. The writer of this hymn is Carolina Sandell, born in Sweden in 1832, the daughter of Pastor Jonas Sandell. She preferred to be called Lena, and Lena would become the most famous hymn writer in all of Sweden. At age 12, she was stricken with infantile paralysis, and she couldn't walk. And one Sunday, when her family was at church, she was home in bed. After her prayers, as she prayed every morning, something very peculiar happened. She got herself out of bed. She dressed, and she walked to worship at church, and the reception that she got there was wonderful because of this healing. And from that time on, Lena began to write Christian hymns. When she was age 26, on a boat ride with her father, the boat capsized and her father drowned. Out of this particular sorrow, she wrote 14 hymns, including her most famous hymn of comfort, Children of the Heavenly Father. Lena went on to write, get this, 650 Christian hymns. She died at age 71 in 1903. She had a family, and at her funeral, the choir sang for her own funeral this most beloved of hymns, Children of the Heavenly Father. Now, we're going to take a closer look at this hymn today, so I invite you to, especially for this sermon, follow the sermon outline as we look at this verse by verse. As we look at this hymn and explain the text from Galatians 4, we will more fully answer the question of today's sermon. And what's the sermon's question? Let's read it again. Who are you? Stanza 1. Children of the Heavenly Father, safely in His bosom gather, nesting bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. Here is a statement of faith that Lena made at her father's funeral. Here is a statement of faith that you can make in the face of all of your life's challenges and heartaches. Who are you? No matter what life throws your way, you are the dear children of your Father in heaven. And as the hymn says, our true and lasting refuge is in the Father's bosom, that is, His arms wrapped tightly around us. In Galatians 4, the text Reuben read, the text of our sermon, St. Paul tells us that because of Jesus, our Savior, and our baptism into His name, we are adopted sons and daughters of God. To be adopted means you're special. To be adopted means someone specifically chose you. For 6 years of their early married life, my daughter Abigail and her husband Joshua tried and tried but could not have children. After 6 years, they adopted this beautiful little Olivia. Beverly and I flew back to Sioux Falls, South Dakota in January. In the midst of winter, for this beautiful adoption ceremony. And even the judge at this ceremony told Olivia, young lady, you are very special. Your parents chose you to be their daughter. Now, I'm blessed to say, after adoption, they quickly had two more. Funny how those things worked on their own. But the text in Galatians, Paul tells you, God tells you, God tells you, you are an adopted son or daughter of God. And Paul says now, because we're adopted children, we can call the Almighty God of the universe Abba, which is a word in Aramaic, a dialect of Hebrew, that kind of means my dear father or papa. Listen to what Paul says. God sent forth his son that we might receive the adoptions of sons and daughters, and we can call Almighty God Abba. In the Old Testament book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 26, we who are God's children are given this promise. Listen to this promise. With trust in the Lord comes confidence, and as his children, we have a sure refuge. Stanza 2 of Lena's hymn, look on your sermon outline. Stanza 2 tells us, God his own doth tend and nourish, in his holy courts they flourish, from all evil things he spares them, in his mighty arms he bears them. Lena's words here remind me of conversations I've had with countless church members over 42 years of ordained ministry, and particularly of a congregation I had with one of our dear saints of God, by the way, an LWML member of this congregation, a sainted woman of God now in glory. Her name is Erna Selman. How many of you remember an Erna Selman? Basically, Erna told me days before her death at the Richmond Hospice on Four Road, she told me what Lena wrote in this hymn. God his own doth tend and nourish. In his mighty arms he bears them. Erna's words were these. I quote, God is bigger than the heartaches we face. God is bigger than the challenges we face. God is bigger than the illnesses we face. God is bigger than the death we face. Can God's people say amen? Amen. Amen. His love for us is proven right here. Take a look. If you ever ask yourself, how do I know that God loves me? God's love for us, his adopted children, are proven at the cross and empty grave of Jesus. On that cross, God paid for all of your sins, all of them. On that cross, Jesus paid for all of my sins, every single one of them. He died for you and me, but then he rose in victory through the grave to give us victory over sin and death and the devil forever. And because of Jesus' victory, as Lena's hymn says, in his mighty arms he bears them. That is, he bears you and me. And not even the last enemy, not even the last enemy, death, has the final word. At death, we can thumb our nose at death and declare, he who has carried me from birth will in his mighty arms carry me through death to life everlasting. That's what that beloved LWML woman told me days before she was sent to glory. In Isaiah chapter 46, we are told this. And this is where Lena got these words for her hymn. Isaiah 43 says, the Lord declares, you have been carried by me from birth, and even to your old age I will carry you. I like this next line. Even to your graying hairs I shall carry you. I have done it. I shall carry you. And I shall deliver you. Look at the third stanza of Lena's hymn on your handout. By this great Lutheran woman of God, she wrote these words. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Unto them his great grace he showeth, and their sorrows all he knoweth. Just picture Lena Sandell making that statement of faith at the funeral of her dear father, Pastor Jonas Sandell. An old Christian believer, this is our statement of faith too. And Paul puts it this way in Romans chapter 8. Listen to these precious words. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, no powers, no height, no depth, nor any other created thing shall ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the promise given to every baptized child of God. This is God's promise to you this morning. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Now maybe, folks, you have made some big mistakes in your life. Maybe you have sinned in such ways that you wonder, does God really want anything to do with me? Maybe you wonder, am I really welcome in this house of God? Maybe you wonder if your fears and your doubts and your sins have pushed God too far away. But this wonderful hymn of God by this blessed Lutheran woman declares what is the truth on every page of Holy Scripture. And here it is. Neither life nor death shall ever from the Lord his children sever. Now the final stanza of Lena's hymn is also a statement of faith. And take a look at that last stanza. She wrote, though he giveth or he taketh, God his children ne'er forsaketh. His the loving purpose solely to preserve them pure and holy. Though he giveth or he taketh. These are quoted from the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 21. Listen to these words. Job writes, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall depart. The Lord gave, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's a way of saying that our birth and our death and everything in between is in the hands of our dear Lord. So I ask you again the question, would you read it for me from the sermon title? Who are you? You are, says Holy Scripture. You are, says this hymn, children of the Heavenly Father, and God his children never forsaketh. We end this sermon with a couple of light-hearted stories. A little boy came home from playing at Bobby's house, and he asked his mother, who am I? Now, assuming that he was playing a game, his mommy said to him, well, you're Superman. And the little boy very seriously said, oh man, Bobby's mother was right. She said I was so dirty, my own mother wouldn't recognize me. Another little boy answered the knock at the front door, and he was met by a salesman. And the salesman said, what's your name, little man? And the little boy said, my name is Eddie Don't. My mother always says to me, Eddie Don't. Eddie, don't. My dear friends, you are not Superman. You are not so dirty your mother can't recognize you. You are not Eddie, don't. Who are you? Today's scripture verse and sermon ask this question. Who are you? You are children of the Heavenly Father. Because of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all God's people said, and we rise for prayer.